This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
Merriam-Webster defines a hero as a person admired for achievements and noble qualities. For the past several years, I've been honored to have been a judge for the American Humane Hero Veterinarian and Hero Veterinary Nurse Awards. It's touched my heart to read these submissions. It's also made me very proud to be a member of this profession. Do you know a veterinary professional who's made a difference in your life, in the life of your pet or your community? Take a listen to my conversation with Dr. Robin Ganzert, President and CEO of American Humane, and learn how you can recognize these advocates for pets and the people who love them next year. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, cat people. Litter box smells always on your mind. Think about your cat, not the box, with World's Best Cat Litter, the litter that delivers big odor control in a tiny package. World's Best Cat Litter harnesses the concentrated power of corn to trap odors deep inside the litter. Ready to knock out smells and use less litter? Find World's Best Cat Litter at Target, Walmart, and in your local grocery and pet stores.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Robin Ganzert, thank you so much for being with us today. This is really an honor.
Oh, thanks so much. The honor is mine to be on your show, so thanks so much for having me.
Well, I think a lot of my listeners will say, all right, I've heard of these various national humane organizations. Tell us a little bit about the genesis of American Humane and how they differ from some of the other organizations out there.
First of all, there's so many great groups working in the animal welfare space, and American Humane is so proud to be actually the very first national humane organization, founded way back in 1877.
Wow.
We've been working on, you know, the protection and safety and security of animals now for over 140 years. You know us through our rescue efforts, which is the oldest rescue program in this country. Our rescue program was founded in the battlefields of World War I, where we provided care for the war horses, with Steven Spielberg's beautiful movie War Horse being the backdrop for the founding of our rescue program. Farm program's the very first of its kind in this country. We've been certifying the humane treatment of farm animals since the year 2000, with the first scientific-based program to really help elevate the standard of care for animals living on farms and ranches throughout our country. And of course, you know us through our Hollywood program, which No Animals Were Harmed. It's been around about 78 years, protecting animal stars. And new programs such as our Shelter to Service Dog program provides unbelievable help and healing on both ends of the leash as we provide service dogs to our wounded warriors, those incredible war heroes who have served in the front lines in the war on terror and come back with those invisible wounds of war, such as PTS and TBI. So we reunite them and pair them up with a beautifully trained service dog that's rescued from a shelter, and we believe are saving both ends of the leash with this magical program that's just about a year and a half old.
It's amazing knowing the number of different programs that American Humane has been involved with. And I think so many times, you know, you watch a movie and with, you know, that, okay, that actor is not going to be hurt, but, you know, what's going to happen to that animal? So knowing that American Humane has somebody there at all times watching, making sure that they're not overworked, that, you know, that animal is not even a stunt double, that you can't really do that all the time, but that they are in good condition. And PTSD for the dogs coming back too, and the people. Just, I am so proud to be associated with this and this little bit that I'm doing. Tell us a bit about, and this is, I believe, the fifth year for the American Humane Hero Veterinarian and Hero Veterinary Nurse Awards. Why was it started? And I think you're in conjunction with Zoetis. Is that correct?
That's right. Zoetis is our exclusive sponsor of the Hero Vet and Hero Vet Nurse Awards for all 5 years. And this is our fifth year of this incredibly important program, really celebrating our wonderful animal friends. They're medical professionals, the very important people that keep our pets healthy and happy. So we're so proud to partner with Zoetis for this. And we really thought it was crucial to honor and recognize the professionals who are dedicated to helping animals. And so again, 5 years, we brought it part of our annual Hero Dog Awards, which is now in its eighth year, where we celebrate the incredible working dogs in our lives. Those dogs include military, law enforcement, therapy, service dogs. I love the emerging hero dog, guide dogs. These dogs are in our communities across our great country, making our life so much better. And we wanted to celebrate them. And Zoetis came to us and said, let's celebrate the medical professionals. And we were proud to add this really important component to our Hero Dog Awards, the Hero Veterinarian and Hero Veterinary Nurse Awards, to our annual celebration.
The Hero Dog, I love that you bring up the fact that, yes, there runs the entire gamut of these working service dogs. Do you want to talk a little bit about therapy dogs? I know that there are awesome therapy dogs, and some people who are trying to game the system of saying dogs that are therapy dogs or service dogs, for instance, on airplanes, people want to take their dogs with them because we love having our pets with us at all times. Is American Humane addressing that?
Absolutely. So there are so many, and there's so much confusion in the space of working animals, therapy dogs, service dogs, which is very different than from a therapy dog, which is very different from an emotional support dog. So much confusion. And we've actually produced a white paper that defines all of the categories of working animals. And we'll be working on another white paper soon that will provide for various transportation industries and even public spaces where we have service animals so that people understand the differences. First of all, a service animal, a service dog, is working for just one person who needs a service provided. This would be, think of a guide dog. That's a very traditional service animal. A guide dog is for someone who's blind, can't see. You think about a guide dog or a hearing dog is for someone who is deaf and needs some ability to navigate. So we've got an incredible amount of service animals in the space of guide and hearing, and that's a service animal. A service dog is also someone trained for like a wounded warrior coming home with PTS and TBI, and a service dog, like what we're talking about with our shelter to service dog program, those animals are trained to awaken a veteran from nightmares, to help them understand their triggers with PTS. And again, a service animal is trained to work for one particular human to enrich their lives. A therapy dog is a great dog who's trained to provide therapy for a whole wide group of people. If you go to the hospitals, you go to airports nowadays, you see dogs with therapy dog vests. And those dogs are trained to provide therapy, comfort for the broader public in various settings. Nursing homes, I see them now. I love them in airports and people are afraid to fly. They could see a great therapy dog there. College campuses are providing therapy dogs during exam times, which I think is really super. I have a college student and she loves to see the therapy dogs right before she goes into exams. And then, of course, there's regular, wonderful animals or pets who provide us with emotional support. And these dogs hopefully have been through good canine training, obedience training, and those are emotional support animals that just are pets in our lives. And certainly a medical professional has stated there's a need for an individual to have an emotional support animal, and that's what where the area of, I think, abuse and fraud has been. There's been instances where you can go online and purchase a service dog vest for $75, making your dog a therapy or service dog, and that's simply fraud. And I think what that does is that provides for tons of opportunities for miscommunication with those who really have legitimate service dogs, those working legitimate therapy dogs, and those with legitimate emotional support dogs. The fraud in the space is really awful because it does provide for people who aren't educated, who've had bad experiences, an opportunity to discriminate against having animals in our lives. And I think that's what we all want to avoid.
Thank you. That was an excellent overview and why people should not abuse this. There are those that desperately, desperately need, have to have those service dogs with them. And yes, the rest of us love our pets, but it's not appropriate for them to have that same deference that a service dog is going to have. So thank you, Dr. Robin. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. We feel very passionate about that.
I could tell.
You can tell.
With the American Humane Hero Veterinarian and Hero Veterinary Nurse Awards, I think most of our listeners are going to have contact with veterinarians and veterinary nurses who are in that clinical setting. But I know there is so much more that veterinarians and their nurses do. You know, they bring help. Very definitely on those frontline clinical settings, bringing that care, but also bringing hope in research settings. So tell me a little bit about what the American Humane has set up and what you're looking for in an American Humane veterinary hero and veterinary nurse hero.
You know, it's wonderful that we have such great nominations from around the country, these incredible veterinary professionals who really are dedicated to helping animals. And we leave this up to this Blue Ribbon judging panel, and we're so thrilled that you have been a judge. And I know you have favorite stories I would love for you to share with us too, Ms.
Definitely.
Judge. But we want to hear from the professionals in the space as to what you seek as a Blue Ribbon judge in a hero veterinarian professional. And that to us is very critical. And then, of course, there's a public voting period, too, so the public can vote for their hometown vet hero, which I think makes it even more special. I love to see people who are so committed to the space, people who can be great spokespeople for the space, tune and share and educate. For example, a lot of people don't understand the role of veterinary nurses. What is a veterinary nurse? And that's a newer term applied to a vet tech space. I think it's so wonderful to see the word nurse being used now. And I think having some professional be able to speak as to the incredibly important role that a hero veterinary nurse provides in animal health care and well-being is really important. And the hero veterinarian, I think Dr. Patty Conchola from last year's winner, is a great example of someone who not only does great in a clinical setting, also volunteers on her own time for low-cost spay-neuter 2 Saturdays a month. And then she goes over and above that and provides a food bank to keep pets in people's homes. I mean, this woman just does it all, and her whole life is all about saving animals. And then we had our hero vet nurse, Jenny Hudson, amazing young lady, who has devoted her time and energy to helping animals with cleft palates, just how incredibly important her work has been. So I don't know. I just have to tell you, every year when I read these stories of the nominees and, of course, the finalists and those who win, I'm inspired each and every year with our human heroes who allow us to have these incredible animals in our lives, healthy, happy, and part of that human-animal bond that we try to share and uplift.
Dr. Ganser, I couldn't agree with you more as a judge and reading through all of these. Some of them are submitted by this year, for instance. I have been looking over the Veterinary Nurse Awards, the nominees, and sometimes it's going to be another one of their colleagues. It may be one of their clients who submitted them. And I think what I'm seeing as a general overview is that the empathy that all of these professionals are showing, that we all have animals and we realize that it's much more than just a dog or a cat. They really are a part of the family. And you're right, so many of them are going above and beyond. They're starting rescues, or they're involved in rescue organizations or relief work that they're getting involved with. They really put their own needs sometimes, you know, second to what that pet and what the pet owner needs. And sometimes it's not even the big grandiose things of they started a rescue organization, but it's just that they got on the phone with me, they called me, they kept me up to date on what was going on. The veterinary nurse got into the cage with the pet and just kind of snuggled them because, you know, it was missing mom, missing dad, and it just needed a little bit more comfort that they weren't able to get in a quote unquote sterile hospital setting. But they've really made a difference. And I totally agree that calling them nurses instead of calling them technicians. Because I think of a technician, somebody who works on my car, but a nurse is that professional and somebody who's giving love and care. And I love the fact that there's so many more men going into veterinary nursing. It's been a profession in human medicine as well as veterinary medicine. It's been women more than men, but now men are getting in there and they're doing specialized work. So they're going through all that training in school, they're getting their license, and then they're becoming specialized on top of that. So it's dentistry or critical care, and it makes such a difference. I know in my own practice, we have several veterinary nurses licensed, and I could not practice without them. They make it possible for me to give the care that I need to give, I want to give.
That's wonderful. I think it's so special, too, to hear this from you, with what you have devoted your life to, importantly, and your work and your efforts as a judge, too. So it's fantastic to hear. I love it.
Well, I'm chatting right now with Dr. Robin Ganzert, President and CEO of American Humane, and we're going to be right back after this short break, and you can learn how you can get involved with this and learn more about veterinary humane heroes, nurses, and doctors. I'll get that one right. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Ganzert, I think people are listening to this conversation and going, wow, this sounds kind of really neat. How can I learn more? I have this great veterinarian or veterinary nurse. I would love to have them recognized. So for 2018, what can they do?
Well, right now, the voting for our hero vets and vet nurses are actually in the hands of our judges, including you, which we're so thrilled to have you as a judge, to select the top five in each category. And then once the top five are selected as the finalists, public voting begins on May 3rd at noon Pacific time. So we can, for 2018, the public can start to vote for their favorite hero vets and hero vet nurses, again, starting May 3rd at noon. Now, once you get inspired by these stories and you want to nominate for 2019, stay tuned in January of 2019 so you could nominate your hometown veterinarian and veterinary nurse. And I think that's really exciting. If yours aren't in the finalists, nominate them for 2019. I just think it's a terrific honor. And I also want to give another shout out. This whole campaign for the Hero Veterinarian and Hero Veterinary Nurse Awards was all the inspiration of Zoetis, which is the leading animal welfare company, I think, in the entire world. Zoetis has served as the exclusive sponsor for all 5 years of this incredible campaign, but it was really their brainchild to say it's time for us to honor the incredibly important and vital work veterinary professionals in our country. So again, a shout out to our friends at Zoetis for being just so inspirational in creating this award and allowing American Humane to be the platform to recognize the incredible professionals.
I totally agree with you. Zoetis is marvelous. And some of the listeners may be going, gee, that's a company I don't think I've ever heard of. But they probably have heard of Pfizer, the little blue pill. Mm-hmm. Well, Pfizer for the longest time had their human side and veterinary side. And then they decided they wanted to concentrate and rename, so rebrand. So now Pfizer Animal Health is Zoetis. And yes, they are a fabulous, fabulous company. For the people that are listening to this going, okay, so I voted for my hero veterinarian and my hero veterinary nurse starting May the 3rd, but what really goes on this hero dog event? Tell us about it.
Oh, I love both campaigns. And the Hero Dog Awards, again, we're in our eighth year. It's a television hit show running on the Hallmark Channel, which is the heart of television. We're so thrilled that for 8 years now, these incredible working dogs around our country have been nominated. They've been cheered on by communities that celebrate the important work these dogs do to make the communities better. And they nominate and vote. And it's a campaign that I think rivals our own human election cycles. I love this. We actually had over 1 million votes so far cast for Hero Dogs this year. It's a tough competition. And what we have are 7 categories. Let's see if I can remember them all. It's law enforcement, military, therapy, guide and hearing dog, emerging hero, search and rescue dog, and oh my goodness, I'm missing one, which I'm going to remember here before too much longer. But these are all these incredible working dogs. Dogs are nominated in each category. We have incredible rounds of voting. Then there are semi-finalists for each category, then finalists for each category, and then the winners of each of the 7 categories are flown out to Los Angeles to be celebrated by what we call paparazzi. They're celebrated on the red carpet at the Beverly Hilton, which is also home to the Golden Globes. So they're celebrated in an award show that we know is like the Oscars for canines. And they're recognized in the television broadcast. And on the night of the television broadcast, that this year is going to be September 29th at the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles. I love it because America's top dog is crowned and named, and that's the American Hero Dog for the year. And we're so thrilled that Hallmark, again, our broadcast partner, has agreed to, generously agreed to share the show with all of America later in October, which kicks off their holiday season, which is so special. So we're thrilled to recognize working dogs. They're really very different than the dog, my dogs in my life. These dogs just do so many incredible things. Our very first winner, very first award for America's Top Hero Dog went to Roselle. Roselle won for taking her incredible owner down 70-some flights in the World Trade Center on the fateful day of 9/11 and saving his life, saving Michael Henson's life. And I just think about what Roselle did, focusing on going down that smoky stairwell and just getting the job done, saving both ends of the leash. And I can't imagine a more poignant story to kick off her Hero Dog Awards than the very first year when Roselle won. Each and every year, though, Bernadine, it's amazing what these dogs that win each category do, but the winning dog does, from saving and championing the rescues from puppy mills and helping to change the laws for puppy mills, changing state laws for, you know, cruelty, felony abuse, really showing the horrific abuse of dog fighting and how a dog can overcome and, you know, be such an incredible inspiration to communities to stop such hideous cruelty to animals. These dogs are amazing. I love
Dr. Gadsden, who was the winner last year? Hero
the winner
dog.
Last year, Abigail. And Abigail won. She is from South Florida, rescued a horrible case of abuse and cruelty, so much so that her ear was torn off. And the rescuer came and nursed her back to health, got her adopted into a beautiful, wonderful home. And Abigail's story so inspired thousands around the world, because she wore bonnets to cover up where her ear had been torn off, where the bandages were. And so to this day, she wears these bonnets, and she's just a symbol of overcoming the cruelty of dog fighting. Again, an amazing story. So many great stories of hero dogs, and we're so thrilled again to celebrate this campaign this year. And right now, your listeners can go to herodogawards.org today and vote for their favorite dogs in each of the categories.
Well, Dr. Ganser, you were talking about, you know, the paparazzi for these top seven dogs coming to Hollywood and just being treated like royalty, which they deserve to be. Mm-hmm. But at, you know, we're Hollywood and we like to have the people watching also. What type of people will we be seeing at this award ceremony?
Oh, I tell you, yes, we do have human celebrities, and all the human celebrities say that their real celebrity of the night are the hero dogs, and I think it's so special because the hero dogs don't let any of these awards go to their heads when they're walking down the red carpet. For them, it's just another day. But I tell you, the human celebrities, our hosts have been for the past few years, Beth Stern and James Denton, and we're so thrilled that they have been so wonderful in participating. Jay Leno's done some wonderful tributes for us. Billy Crystal. We had some incredible participation with Vivica Fox, Danica McKellar, Danielle Fishel, Carolyn Hennessy, Adrian Maloof, Lisa Vanderpump. So many incredible stars. Betty White's been with us for a few years. She loves the guide dog category. We're thrilled that she's been involved in the show. Just some beautiful, wonderful human celebrities whose hearts are so big for the animals, and they come each and every year to participate and honor these great heroes that have four legs and lots of fur.
And I'm sure they're a little bit taken aback, but I don't think they mind by knowing that the dog, again, is the one who's really that hero and star of the night. You can't compete with those, you know, great little eyes and fuzzy little feet. And it's like, yes, that is definitely the Academy Award winner that evening is going to be that dog. The veterinarian and the veterinary nurse who's chosen as the hero for American Humane, what are their responsibilities? How are they being used to promote veterinary medicine and animal care?
You know, what's so wonderful is that they've become the focus of media, so they have an awful lot of opportunities to participate in interviews and events that they're able to share their story. And they're able to, around the country with our events, participate and be a spokesperson for their issues that they're so passionate about, and that is animal health and animal well-being. So for us, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to allow them to have the platform to speak to what they care about most, because that is what has really garnered their votes to win, their support and their base. So we want them to be able to share their platform, their interest, what they care about most. And again, it's through media interviews, television, and lots of events in their whole year. What's so good, too, is that we invite previous winners to come back and celebrate with us for future years. So it becomes a hero community, and that's what I think is really special about this awards platform that American Humane provides.
Well, I think anyone who has a pet and provides that loving care and a good home, we're all heroes in one level. But people listening to this going, wow, this just sounds like a fabulous opportunity. I definitely want to get online starting May the 3rd and vote for the hero veterinarian, for the hero veterinary nurse. They're also voting for the hero dog. Is that correct? Are they voting now?
That's right. Okay. Yeah, you can vote now for hero dogs. Absolutely.
Perfect. And if I want to go to the show because, I, you know, maybe I have some bling that's in the closet and I want to, you know, get it out and strut, can the general listener go to the show?
Absolutely. You know, tickets are on sale now. You can go to herodogawards.org to purchase tickets for the gala, which will be at the Beverly Hilton September 29th. And, of course, to learn more about American Humane and all of our life-saving and life-enriching programs that really celebrate the human-animal bond, you can visit AmericanHumane.org.
And if somebody's at home saying, I would love to go, but my four dogs need me here and I'm not going to be able to attend, what can they do instead?
Stay tuned to the broadcast date and time for the Hero Dog Awards on the Hallmark Channel, and that'll be in October of 2018.
Dr. Robin Gansert, PhD, President and CEO of American Humane, thank you. I mean, this is just awe-inspiring to know what these dogs have done, what these people have done, and especially what American Humane has done. Thank you for your hard work.
Oh, thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Bernadine Cruz. You've been listening to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Please tune in again next week. We'll give you more information on how you can be that best possible pet owner. And if you have any questions that you want us to address, please just drop us a line and we'll go ahead and address it on a future show. So have yourself a great week. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.